Blog Talk Radio.
Their backgrounds and circumstances couldn't have been more different. Bob survived the foster care system in New York. Willie grew up in a loving household headed by a single mother in Boston. Bob graduated from high school and entered the newspaper business as an office boy. Willie graduated from high school and joined the Boston Police Department as a police cadet. Both rose the ranks through hard work and through building relationships with others. Bob was white. Willie is black. Both defined what success looks like in black and white. Bob Danzig rose to become the CEO of Hearst Publications, and he died yesterday. Willie, or William Gross, just became the first African-American police commissioner in the history of Boston. Today, we'll trace their origins and see why leadership still matters in the hustle and bustle of our society. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. It's a beautiful August day, and summer is definitely here. A sad day for me because of the topic of one of my persons I'm going to pay tribute to today, who I just learned this morning, who passed away, and I'll give you the background in just a few minutes. Want to talk about leadership and how important it is, regardless of who you are or what your circumstances, you really can rise to leadership, certainly in the United States. But I want you to seriously think about joining the Multicultural Symposium Series. This is something that I started some 10 years ago. It's hard to believe that it's 10 years old, and now the original vision is being put in place. We are excited because I am, in addition to planning for the November 1st conference that's going to be held at the Mass College of Art and Design, I am now collaborating and working very diligently to launch a real member platform for the Multicultural Symposium Series. We've had a member section of our website, but now we have a whole website that is going to be devoted only to the members of the Multicultural Symposium Series. We have downloadable forms that are going to be available. We will spotlight the leaders. We have online courses. So you literally can join and then ultimately take a number of different courses within the framework of the website without even going side of the web walls. You'll be able to learn and grow and become more empowered as a result of becoming a member of the Multicultural Symposium Series. Yesterday in my blog on both tellcarol.com and mssconnect.com, I gave a very long list of media organizations that you should consider listening to or watching as you are trying to gather information. And I'm going to actually take that same list and even expand it further to include every continent in the world and all the particulars and detailed information that will be packed into just a very comprehensive news-oriented and news organizations list. And the only way you'll be able to get that is to become a member of the Multicultural Symposium Series. So we hope that you'll consider it. Pricing is actually going to go up on Labor Day, so this is the best time to join. It includes the conference, it includes the website that I've just mentioned to you, an opportunity to communicate and connect with like-minded individuals all over the world in our community forum, and a real opportunity to spread the advancement of multiculturalism, diversity, and inclusion. So you can go to mssconnect.com, that's mssconnect.com, click on the home page. It'll take you to the sign-up page, and then we'll get you going. As soon as you join, you will hear from me. So this is going to be a very hands-on, interactive, engaging opportunity to express and understand and define the importance of diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion. So go to MSSConnect.com, sign up, and you will be excitingly included in this wonderful opportunity. I'm actually looking to bring on 100 new members in August, and we need your help to do so. Well, when I think about my business, and I think about people along the way who have been great encouragers, I have to pay tribute to Bob Danzig. Bob Danzig was a leader in his own right. He was an extremely successful man, had done very well in the newspaper and media industry, was the head of the Hearst Corporation. And if you haven't heard of it, you probably are either reading one of the newspapers or magazines or watching one of the television programs that falls under this giant multimedia organization. 21 years ago, when I was building my speaking business and having just come over a very painful loss, my son had passed away, as many of you know, in June of 1997. And that next month, I had to deliver a speech at our national conference for the National Speakers Association. I was one of the showcase speakers representing the chapter. Now, I could have canceled, which many people would have done, but I wanted to press forward and move ahead, and I decided to dedicate that speech to my son in a way that I could get through it without falling apart. I did just that. I was very grateful, and I sat down at the convention lunch table. I forget the city we were in, because these conferences take place every year, and I went this year to our conference in Dallas, Texas, and had a great time. But I sat down at the lunch table, and you know how you meet people at these conventions. And I met an older gentleman who seemed very steady and robust and looked very successful, but was very modest, which doesn't always happen, because I meet people, particularly in my industry, where as soon as you sit down, they are giving you a laundry list of how great they are. Well, there just couldn't have been a more opposite opportunity with the gentleman I sat next to. And I explained what had just happened. I had just given the speech, what had happened with my son, and I promptly started crying. And I couldn't stop crying for obvious reasons. And I'll never forget how gentle he was with me, how empathetic and sympathetic. There's a difference between the two, and he happened to embody both, empathy and sympathy. He started patting my hands and just was extremely comforting to me in a fatherly way. Well, I thanked him profusely, and then I think maybe at that point asked him his name. I didn't know him. He told me his name was Bob Danzig, and he was new to the speaking business. Well, I found out shortly thereafter that he was being extremely modest, and he greeted everybody in the table and just was very engaging, warm, and friendly in a very genuine way. And I found out that he had just retired as the CEO of the Hearst Corporation. If you're in the Boston area, then you know Channel 5, our ABC affiliate, is WCVB, and that is a Hearst television station. So they have television stations, radio stations, newspapers, including the Houston Chronicle, and lots of other stations all over the United States. And their original founder, William Hearst, was the father of Patty Hearst. Or at least he was, not the founder. I think his father founded Hearst Publications. But the Hearst family includes Patty Hearst, who many years ago was abducted. And that's a story in and of itself. So it's a very, very powerful media organization. And Bob Danzig just happened to be the head of the organization for 20 years, not a short time, but for 20 years in various capacities. I learned more about him and just found him extraordinary and fascinating. He was a foster child, grew up in foster care at 18, and while in foster care, Mae Morse, who was one of his social workers, told him something that literally stuck. She said, "You are worthwhile." And there was another woman when he was beginning his newspaper career path. He started off as an office boy who also gave him words of encouragement. So for a child who grew up in a very lonely environment, had no friends, and could have turned out very differently, he turned out to be a very powerful man who literally latched on to the positive feedback that was given to him. And he spent a lifetime giving positive feedback to other people. I'm going to play a clip, and this is a clip that where he's talking about leadership and the importance of leadership. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it. I was not able to successfully upload it, so I'm going to play it with my Heil microphone nearby, and hopefully that will give you a sense of just the genius of this man and how he reaches out to so many people. So let me see if I can find this clip, and we will play it momentarily. I have a couple of clips here for you to listen to, and this is one of them. So I'm going to actually have to pull it up now because it is buried somewhere on my desk, and I'm going to pull it up again so you will have a chance to hear this one clip on leadership. And I'm not going to play it all, just a little bit of it. He has a channel on YouTube. I'm so glad that these are still here. And again, he just passed away yesterday. But here is Bob Danzig on his whole piece on leadership. Let me make sure that I get the right one so that you'll be able to listen to it. Here we go.
Well, this is my experience, is that management is about today. What's today's focus? Leadership is about tomorrow. What are those things that we're going to plan for being our tomorrows? That management is about process. What's the process of what we do? Leadership is about purpose, noble purpose. No matter what anyone does for their work, they should be able to describe in their own terms what's the noble purpose of what we do. Leadership is also different than management in terms of management feeds the body of a place. I mentioned earlier, we have 25,000 folks on the payroll. They're entitled to know that their paychecks are going to be cashed, their vacation is going to be funded, their pension is going to be funded. That feeding of the body is simply an expectation. But leadership is about nurturing the spirit of an organization, finding ways to celebrate the talents so they flow more robustly. As I may have said earlier in this series, my experience is that what takes a good functioning organization and invites it to excel is a celebration of the talents so they flow more robustly to a place.
Well, that's just a little taste of Bob Danzig and his genius and how he approached leadership and management. He goes on in this clip and just talks about how a leader has to just be a couple of paces ahead of everybody else. So I would encourage you to go to YouTube. There are a number of his videos that are there. They're there, obviously, on his channel. But elsewhere, you can listen to him, learn more about him, read about him, and you can go to my website, again, tellcarol.com on the blog today. I have a link to a wonderful tribute piece that was done by the Times Union, the Albany Times Union, that talks about his entire life. He actually was the president and the publisher of the Times Union before going on down and being the publisher of all the Hearst publications. So just a great individual, a great person. And I am, for a number of reasons, extraordinarily honored to have known him. He actually wrote one of the testimonials for my book, Multiculturalism, 21 Ways to Bring Multiculturalism to Your Job, Your Home, and Your Community. I'm looking at it right now where he talks about, for more than the clarity of her 21 ways, Carol Copeland Thomas has managed to sweep clarity and noble purpose, there's this word again, into her fusing of multiculturalism and diversity. And he goes on, and it's signed Bob Danzig, former CEO of Hearst Newspapers and author and Hall of Fame speaker. He became a celebrated speaker in the National Speakers Association and just a wonderful person. I am grateful because I had a chance to speak with him on Saturday, literally days before he passed away. And he was sharp as a tack. I mean, he was getting his hair cut. This is in hospice. He was getting his hair cut, and he asked about my daughter. He said, how is your daughter the doctor? And that's my daughter, Dr. Lorna Thomas Farquharson, because he knew that she had gone on and gotten her doctorate in clinical psychology. So I talked about her. I talked about Michelle, my other daughter, their husbands, and my grandchildren in a very quick but wonderful conversation. And he gave me a bit of very good sage business advice that I'm going to act on in his honor. Just a great man. And he was great because he paid his dues. He came up the ranks. He actually went back to college while he was working for the newspaper, learned a wonderful, eloquent writing style, and the rest is history in terms of him and his success. He was married, had 5 children, 10 grandchildren. And so he had a full life, but he always took time to speak to people. That was the beauty of him, taking time to speak to individuals, to get to know you and to give you a bit of encouragement and a bit of insightful wisdom that can help you along the way. And for that, I am absolutely grateful to have sat at that lunch table all those years ago and to meet a great man who would go on to become great in his own right as a speaker with a second act. The first act was in the publishing business. Second act was an author and a speaker, and he was actually the author of many books, one I am looking at right now called The Leader Within You. And in this book, and I would encourage you to get it, I know it's probably still in print, but he says, I perceive the maintenance of organizations and the required functioning on a day-to-day basis to be achieved by management. We just heard him say that. He said it is the essential glue to the calibrated process every business requires. Leadership, however, is what builds greatness in people and institutions. And he explains more of that in his wonderful book. So I look at him, I look at John Maxwell and others in that rank in terms of their definition of leadership. But when I think about Bob Danzig lived it. So he was a leader, and then he could write about it. So I pay tribute to Bob Danzig and for all who he was. I am so grateful that literally some 4 or 5 days ago, I had an opportunity to speak with him live in hospice. At the personal approval of his daughter, Marcia, who is just a wonderful, wonderful soul, spirit-filled young woman. I actually coached her some years ago. And for everyone else, Kathy Dempsey, who flew from Arizona to Cape Cod to actually give Bob Danzig an award last Tuesday and created a Facebook Live video with him where he's, again, just sharp as a tack, just talking about his life and who he is and giving inspiration as well. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Michelle Portia, for passing on messages to me, and Mark Hunter, again, for passing on these kind of messages. This is the village that we live in. And so really pay tribute to Bob Danzig and who he was. And speaking of that village, I now want to talk about a new leader in his own right. Not new to his profession, definitely not new to his profession, but definitely new in terms of being in the spotlight and being in the limelight. And that is our very new commissioner of police, the Boston Police Commissioner, William Gross. He is the first African-American police commissioner in the city of Boston ever in its history, the very first one. And he was just installed in that great office on Monday. It was a wonderful tribute, a wonderful way to celebrate him. And I am paying tribute to him in addition to his greatness and what he is going to achieve. He is definitely a community person, and he loves senior citizens. And everybody who knows him, they call him Willie because that was his name when he was growing up. And they know that he is going to be a man of the people. He's going to have challenges in front of him. He'll have lots to undertake, but he has the credentials to really make it happen. Again, he was a police cadet right out of high school, and so he's only been a police officer his entire career path. Now, this is how small the world is. It was Tuesday that I realized that I know his mother, and I've known his mother for probably 10 or 15 years now, Deanna Gross. She is a stalwart member of Morningstar Baptist Church. She's been there 35 years, and many people know her, and I've actually posted some things on Facebook about her and LinkedIn, and they remember him. Greg Walker knows that he lived down the street from him, so he said, oh, I know him, I knew him, I grew up with him. He actually came here when he was 12 years old from his grandmother's rural farm. Mom went back home to rural Maryland. She had three children. She's a single parent, and ultimately brought her children to Boston. That's how lots of folks do it. She came here first, got herself set up and established, and then she brought her children here. And William was her only son. She has two daughters and one son. And everything you read and you hear about him is just favorable and just wonderful. Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC twice has paid tribute to William Gross. In fact, this week on Monday evening, he did a very special tribute not only to him, but to his mother. So that's the kind of persons that we're talking about. So let me very quickly, I hope, again, you can hear this. I'm going to play two clips. I'm going to play one clip that the newspapers have done so that you can hear a little bit about him. Let me find this. And then I'm going to play another clip with Deanna Gross. So you'll be able to hear her as well. Again, just talking about leadership and people and how it all comes together. So this is the first clip we're going to play with him. So just one second. I'm queuing it up. And here we go.
If you raise your right hand and repeat after me. I.
William Gross.
Do solemnly swear. That I will faithfully and impartially. Perform all duties. Incumbent on me. As police commissioner of the city of Boston. According to the best of my abilities. In understanding. Agreeably to the Constitution of the United States of America. The Constitution and laws of this Commonwealth. The ordinances of the city of Boston. And the rules and regulations.
Of the Boston Police Department.
So help me God. Congratulations, Commissioner.
Folks, I am so humbled. Humbled to stand here before you today. And those that know me know that I always start off this way. to thank the seniors in this room of all colors, all ethnicities, that through your struggles and strife for justice and equality for everybody in this city, you paved the way so I could be here in this capacity. So thank you.
And there you have Commissioner William Gross, now our new commissioner for Boston. Here is his mom. We're going to play this very quickly so that you can hear some comments from Deanna Gross.
What is it like for you to be at this point reflecting back?
Well, I'm very much serious about their homework, their schooling, their hanging out. When I came down the street, if it was anybody on my porch, they laughed. They knew I was coming. I was not going to play. I was not going to go on the attack. Well, we have these problems because we're single parents. We're from a broken home. No, never accept it. Never accept it. I went to the school. I went to the football game. I did everything I'm supposed to do. I worked 3 jobs. They have a schedule that they have to maintain, and they did it.
This is an interview with Deanna Gross.
Well, it was a great moment, but it was also a scary moment because we wouldn't have to be out there facing, you know. I'm always scared when I hear something that somebody was killed or shot or drive by. I always say, where is he? Where is he? And, you know, I had a police scanner that my grandson put on my phone. Now it's not working. So I'm saying, what am I to do now? So I went to Best Buy. They don't even have police cameras. So I can keep up with things. So.
What about your son being the first African-American police commissioner in the oldest police department in the country?
I think that's a great thing, and that's a thing that people will feel proud of, and let's hope that other people can achieve this, you know? There are kids out there that don't think, oh, we can't do this. This is never going to happen. But it can happen, and he's showing that it can happen. He is very much a community man, very much.
Just a great person. That was Deanna Gross, the mother of the new police commissioner for the city of Boston, William Gross. And I've known her for many years. She actually not only is a faithful member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, but also was our building superintendent manager for my church, which has 5 buildings. So that was a big job. And she just did it handily for many, many years. So we just celebrate her. We celebrate what she instilled in her son. And we certainly celebrate the leadership that is ahead for William Gross. And I want to pay tribute to many of the other black officers, deputy superintendents, and others who came before him. He's well aware of it, and I'm sure that if he were to stand here, if I were to interview him now, he would tell you about Paul Johnson, who was a great in the Boston system. And he would also tell you about Willie Saunders, who was a Tuskegee Airman and also in the system. He would tell you about Billy Sylvester, who actually was at his inaugural activities on Monday, a great officer in Boston. So there were many great officers who came before him. He's not the first and only. There were others dating back years who were a part of the Boston Police Department. And when I think about leadership, and I think about Willie Gross, and I think about Bob Danzig, those are men who inspire and encourage and give us reasons for hope and opportunity going forward. So a big salute to Willie Gross and his new job, and I pay tribute to Bob Danzig for all that he stands for and stood for as a champion of all people. Take care, everyone. Have a great week or weekend. We'll be back with another show. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Bye-bye.